It's International Coffee Day, but I'm a tea drinker, actually. In any case, though, it's now time to wake up and smell the puzzle. Joining me, as always, is Will Shortz. He's puzzle editor of the New York Times and Weekend Edition's Puzzle Master. Will, good morning.
Good morning, Lulu.
Will, remind us of last week's challenge.
Yes, I said, think of a familiar six-letter boy's name, starting with a vowel. Change the first letter to a consonant to get another familiar boy's name, and then change the first letter to another consonant to get another familiar boy's name. What names are these? And the answer is Austin to Dustin to Justin.
This week we received more than 1,400 responses, and our randomly selected winner is Laurel Chesson of Mountain View, California. Congratulations.
Thank you.
How did you come up with the answer?
Subconscious, I think you said it working, and then just wait, and a couple days later it pops out.
That sounds like a good plan. Do you have a puzzle routine? Do you play every Sunday?
We do, yeah, we listen every Sunday and like to play along on the radio with the victim or whatever, and then we work on the challenge through the week, and we oftentimes submit an answer. Sometimes lately, especially.
Did you just call the guest a victim?
Well, yeah, I feel bad for them because they're like on the spot and we're calling them. And it's like, it's this, it's that. And we know the answer and they're like, brain freeze.
And now you're in the hot seat, my friend. You are in the hot seat. All right, Will and Laurel, are you ready to play the puzzle?
I am, yeah.
All right, Laurel. Every answer today is a famous person whose first name is also the name of a well-known U.S. city. For example, if I said co-anchor of the Today Show, you would say Savannah Guthrie.
Uh-oh. Okay.
Okay, kind of trivia related today. Here's number one. Author of Jane Eyre, North Carolina. It's one of the...
Charlotte...
Yes?
Charlotte Bronte.
That's it. Charlotte Bronte. Good. Number two. Academy Award-winning actress for Moonstruck, Washington.
Renton? I don't think I know this.
Well, you may. Let's see. It's the capital of Washington. Starting with O.
Olympia.
Yes.
Olympia. Okay. Huh? Olympia. I don't know her last name.
Uh-huh. It's a Greek last name. This is my sweet spot, by the way.
Oh, good. Oh, good. go ahead, Lulu.
Oh, it's Dukakis.
That's it.
Olympia Dukakis. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
There you go. Here's your next one. Abstract expressionist, famous for drip painting, Mississippi.
Oh, Jackson Pollock.
There you go. Fictional spy played by Mike Myers, Texas.
Oh, Austin, Texas. Austin Powers.
Austin Powers is it.
You're into it now.
Here's your next one. English actor in The Lord of the Rings and The Hobbit, Florida.
Oh, my goodness.
There are so many English actors in The Lord of the Rings.
I know.
You've got to be more specific.
Okay.
Oh, my goodness. I am terrible on this. In Florida.
The first name is a city in Florida starting with O.
Orlando Bloom.
That's it.
There you go. He played an elf. That's what I would have said.
How about actress who played Queen Elizabeth in The King's Speech, Montana? And think of the capital of Montana.
Oh, Helena.
Uh-huh.
Rubenstein.
And it's a three. No.
Helena.
It's a three-name name.
Yes. The second one is with a B, and the last name is with a C.
Helena Bonham Carter.
That's
Very
it. Good. And here's your last one. Author who created Rip Van Winkle, District of Columbia.
Washington Irving.
That is it.
Yay. By the way, I really like this one, Will. This was like exactly the kind of, I'm not very good at the other ones,
you.
But this one I felt like I could do well. How do you feel? What do you think, Laurel?
I thought that was quite difficult.
It was hard. It definitely was hard. It kind of brought a lot of different things together. But I thought you did great. And for playing our puzzle today, you'll get a weekend edition lapel pin as well as puzzle books and games. You can read all about it at npr.org/puzzle. Laurel, what member station do you listen to?
KQED. And also, we also get KALW.
Wonderful. Our victim today was Laurel Chesson of Mountain View, California. Thank you for playing the puzzle.
Thanks a lot.
All right, Will, what's next week's challenge?
Yeah, the challenge comes from listener Steve Bagish of Arlington, Massachusetts. Think of a four-letter food. Move each letter one space later in the alphabet, so A would become B, B would become C, etc. Insert a U somewhere inside the result, and you'll name a five-letter food. What foods are these? So again, a four-letter food, move each letter one space later in the alphabet, insert a U somewhere inside the result, and you'll name a five-letter food. What foods are these?
When you have the answer, go to our website, npr.org/puzzle, and click on the Submit Your Answer link. Just one entry per person, please. Our deadline for entries is Thursday, October 5th at 3 p.m. Eastern. Include a phone number where we can reach you at about that time. And if you're the winner, we'll give you a call, and you'll get to play on the air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times and Weekend Edition's puzzle master, Will Shortz. Will, thanks so much.
Thank you, Lulu.